Over the course of more than three decades, Sandra Brown has become one of the best-known suspense writers in the world. She has 67 New York Times bestsellers to her credit and over 80 million copies of her books in print worldwide. In 2011, she went on a week-long USO tour to Afghanistan, meeting with service members on numerous bases, and she was the 2012 president of Mystery Writers of America. Her latest thriller is just out. It is called Friction, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Sandra Brown back to the roundtable. Sandra, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Very nice to have you with us. What brought you to this particular story?
Well, I wanted to write about a contemporary Texas Ranger. You know, we have an idea of the Ranger on horseback, you know, chasing Comanche, or the guy that caught Bonnie and Clyde. and that still exists to some extent, but I thought it would be interesting to write about a contemporary Ranger and who still has a little bit of that cowboy in him, some of his tactics. And my character is Crawford Hunt. He is fighting for custody of his five-year-old daughter, which I thought would be a good contrast. Seemingly, his career and parenting are incompatible. And so he's trying to convince the court that such is not the case. And while they're in the hearing in the courtroom, a shooting occurs. And it's a tragedy, but it kind of launches him into action, and that's where the book takes off.
It seems like you do this better than anybody else, but just when you say there's a shooting in the courtroom, you know when enough is enough or when you need something else going on.
Well, I try really hard. I try to take the reader to a certain point, have them believing one thing, and then I throw them a curveball. And when I sit down to plot a book, I build in several of those curveballs. I know that there's going to be a twist here, and I know that this is going to send them in a new direction, and then that's going to. But I have to admit that sometimes, once the story begins to unfold, even I don't see the twist coming. And it will just happen, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, you know, that's so much better than what I thought. So it's almost as if the characters take over the story and start telling it. And they do things that I don't anticipate them doing. And that's part of the fun, you know, of being a fiction writer, is that you can go with your imagination at any point.
Talk a little bit about Crawford and the relationship that he has with this child, and obviously the kid's concern and reluctance and wariness.
Crawford's situation is one of his own making. When the story opens, he has spent 4 years trying to pull himself back together after the loss of his wife and after he relinquished custody temporarily to his in-laws of his little baby girl. He's now, you know, back on track. He wants custody of her full time, and the grandparents are resisting it. So part of the conflict for him, and it's a major part of the conflict actually, is that one of his strongest antagonists is his own guilt over making this problem for himself and then having to get himself out of it. And so I thought that was what was going to make him a really identifiable character, that not only is he trying to beat the villain, but he's trying to beat down his own guilt and the fallacies that made this problem in the first place. And I think that readers can identify with that. You know, we make mistakes that we have to live with for a long time. And so all of his are kind of coming into play at one time. It's critical mass for him.
It seems like you play with this very fine line between being a hero and being reckless.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. If he didn't take chances, he wouldn't be very compelling. There's another character in the book who is also a law enforcement officer, the detective Neil Lester, and he goes by the book. He is an administrator. He's got his eye on promotion more than he does on the bad guys. And Crawford is exactly the opposite. And so they act as a foil for one another. One goes strictly by the book. The other is, you know, as you say, a little bit reckless. I would say he's spontaneous. He reacts. And I find him a far more interesting character than Neil because it's not very interesting to watch somebody just sit and be, you know, a straight-up guy. It's much right. more interesting for that character to walk a razor's edge. And that's definitely what Crawford does.
And in turn, I assume it's a lot more fun to write that character.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's what makes him the hero, is that with just a little bit of a puff of breath, he could so easily go the other way. And so it keeps the reader wondering, gosh, what's he going to do next? And it's just like if Scarlett O'Hara had been a nice, sweet Southern girl, she would have been Melanie. But she wouldn't have been nearly as interesting. So we couldn't wait to see what mischief she got into next. So I think that readers love to read about a character who does walk a tightrope. And when they do something wrong, at least they're, you know what motivates them to do it. You can, if you can't identify with their action, you can certainly identify with what motivated them to take that action.
With, 67 New York Times bestsellers? Is that the list, the current number,
I believe? Yeah, we're hoping that Friction will be 68.
We'll make 68. What have you learned over that time? How would you say that your work has changed and you have grown as a writer over that period?
Well, I definitely think I've grown as a writer. What I've learned is that it never gets easy.
Yeah.
I would have thought, had you told me, you know, 30-plus years ago, that I would have written 77 books and that 67 of them would have been New York Times bestsellers and that I would be talking to Joe on this day at this year, I would have said, oh, no, I don't have ambitions that large. So it's been a whole lot larger. But I also thought that if you had told me that I would be in this place in my career, I would have thought, whoa, gee, I've got it made. And that is so not the case. I think that people, when asked what would surprise people to know about Sandra Brown, I always say the insecurity I live with every single day. Because I think that a writer, the worst thing that could happen is complacency. If I'm ever at a comfortable place in my career, then I just as well kiss it goodbye. Because nobody ever lowers the bar. The bar is always being constantly raised. And I'm never at that point where I think, oh, well, I can coast from here. Because the next book is going to be harder to write than Friction was. Because it's got to be a fresh cast of characters, a new plot, and it's got to be just as good, if not better. So the stakes are constantly being raised, and I feel it. I take that responsibility very seriously to deliver to my reader each book the best that I can possibly give them.
Well, the new novel is Friction. It is just out. The book is published by Grand Central. Sandra Brown, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for sharing with
us
this morning. Joe. Best of luck.
By all means.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Again, the title of the book is Friction by Sandra Brown. The book is published by Grand Central. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.